So in this video, we are going to look at the basic idea, the overview, and the lingo, the jargon of what we are about to do. And so in a nutshell, we are building apps with AI. The AI is doing the coding. The AI is really building the apps. And then we are going to get some real apps that we can actually use, we can sell, real high quality apps. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw some of these technical jargons, these words at you, just so you can kind of understand it on a broad level. This is not really going to sink in just by throwing these words at you unless you have any experience with any of this stuff, which you probably don't. But as we go through the training, this will become clearer. And of course, as we go deeper and deeper and as you start using it, it will all kind of make sense. But what we're going to be doing is we will be building web apps that users can log in and use. And so these are apps that people can access in their browser. We're going to be building those apps. We can use them on our own computer, or we can upload them to the internet so that other people can use them. The pages, which are the web pages that people visit to interact with the software, these pages are known as the front end, which is what the customer sees, the user sees on the front. They are going to be designed and coded in a language called React and styled in another language called Tailwind CSS. And so the React pages are the components, the elements that, are going to be like all the little parts of our website. And then all the colors, the fonts, the prettiness that you see is going to be down to Tailwind CSS, and those two are going to combine to give us our web pages. And then the actual back end, which is the automation, the heavy lifting, what the software actually does realistically is going to come from other people's software, which will connect to via something called APIs. And the APIs will let our software connect to their software, whether it's OpenAI or an infinite number of other companies. They will do all the clever things, and then they will send back the output, which we will then either just display to the user and kind of take credit for, or we will interact with and process in some other way, maybe even send it to a second API. And then basically, the output of that process is what we're going to take credit for and what we'll display within our web app. And I'll give you some specific examples of this as we go through the training. Now we're going to be using a specific AI called Claude 3.5 Sonnet. And the reason we're using this one is because it is the best AI out there for coding. It's very, very good. It's probably the one which people have finally kind of said, this is now reliably good enough to code some pretty big projects with. And we're also going to be using a tool called Cursor AI. And Cursor is actually an AI kind of specifically, it's just an AI coding tool. That is literally all it does. And it also lets us connect with other AI models, including Claude 3.5 Sonnet. We're going to be using Coder to code our apps, to fix codes, fix bugs. And then we're going to be using really Claude Sonnet in particular to walk us through each and every step, okay? And I really do mean each and every step. It's literally going to be saying, click the big download button, then copy paste the following text and then click run. And then you'll go back and say, okay, I've clicked run. Here's what it says now. Now what do I do? And it does really feel the way that we're going to be using this. It almost feels completely like we are basically redundant. And if there was just a way to turn all of this into an agent, which like I say, this is something I'm working on, but it does feel like, we are pretty redundant here because to a large extent, we are almost doing data entry and just following the mundane instructions that the AI gives us without really having any idea what on earth is going on, okay? It's pretty crazy. Also, to continue on with the lingo, we're going to be hosting our software on a website called Netlify. Netlify. So just in the same way that we might host our website on a web host, we're going to be hosting our software on a particular site called Netlify, which is really cool for hosting software. It's got some little bells and whistles and things that it lets us do that we need because we have software that actually requires some specific requirements. And we're also going to be using a tool called Firebase to handle our database for our users. And so whenever someone creates an account, whenever someone interacts or saves something, we want to make sure that's stored somewhere and the kind of place that we're going to be storing that is in a database, which is what Firebase is going to do. And we're going to be adding a user sign up to our download page to start off with, okay? And so there's different ways that we can distribute this. In the future, you can ask for a proper connection. So when someone buys on your payment provider, an email will be sent out, and we can either do this by connecting instantly to the actual payment provider or via using a tool like Zapier to then connect to almost any other payment provider. But for now, we are just going to be adding a simple user sign up link on our download page. And this is something I do a lot, by the way, don't worry about it, but it's just going to keep things really, really simple. If there are bugs, then 99% of the time the AI will fix them. But we can also go on Upwork and pay someone to basically fix the bugs. And this is very, very cheap, okay? Someone who's hired developers to build projects and hired developers to find bugs, the developers who can kind of find and fix bugs are much, much cheaper. And so really the AI will be able to do this in 99.9% of the time, okay? But if you do really hit a brick wall, then of course you can pull, you know, you can hit the emergency glass and go on Upwork and pay someone $50 or $100 to go and fix the bug if you really, really need to. And then now let's look at a really important summary of what's actually going on here, okay? And so here's the key stuff. Here's a really, really important slide. We are going to be using Claude 3.5 Sonnet, or we can use GPT-4o if you prefer, because these are very, very good at coding in a language called React, which, like I say, is our pages are going to be coded in React. And so consequently, they are very, very good at building code in this particular language. And then we're going to be really specific as to what we want. I'm going to give you a prompt that you can use. You're going to paste this prompt in and say, this is what I want you to do. The AI will understand exactly what we want. And then we are just going to copy and paste the code that it gives us, okay? And so the actual building of the application is going to be relatively simple. It's just going to be spitting out some code, which we then copy and paste into some specific places. But the reason that we can do this is not just because of the AIs, you know, themselves, their ability to code. The truth is that the really clever stuff that we're going to do here is actually going to come from companies that let us connect to their software using APIs, okay? And there are infinite numbers of these companies with APIs. If you just go to Google right now and type in music API, AI API, you know, anything API, just put the word API in there and you'll see there's like a million bazillion companies that come up. And so really when you think about it then, if all the magic stuff is going to be happening with the APIs, then really all the AI is doing is it's just kind of generating some fairly standard boilerplate code, and then these APIs are going to do the heavy lifting and then we are going to take the credit, okay? And if all this sounds very intimidating, I understand that, but when you actually start doing it, it becomes very, very easy. And I suspect what will happen is some people will just take this training that I'm doing now and will pass it to their virtual assistants because they'll, you know, once they've played around with it, they'll understand it well enough that their VAs can just kind of dive in. And by the way, as well, we are focusing on web apps here, you know, these apps that run in your browser, simply because we can easily distribute them and sell them just by linking to them from a sign-up page, not, you know, on our download page, like I mentioned. But these AIs can even code iOS apps as well, okay? And just to show you how crazy this is, one thing that I've not done yet that I've been meaning to get around to since it came out was to get hold of the Apple Vision Pro, you know, the AR-VR headset that Apple released. It's just gone on release over here in the UK. I was going to get it on import and didn't do that, and I've still not got it now that it's over here in the UK. But probably, I think, thinking about it increasingly, what will get me to pick that up is when I turn my attention to building iOS apps with the AI. And, you know, the Apple Vision Pro is basically built on the same code technology that iOS apps are. And so what I think would be pretty insane is if I can start coding virtual reality apps using AI code. I think that would be pretty futuristic, and I do believe it's possible. And like I say, we can also build apps with this, okay? So, you know, it's all pretty insane, but hopefully this has given you a rough idea of what's going on, what we are trying to do, what we can do with these AI tools. As we go through the training, I know that this right now is probably going over your head a little bit, or you're vaguely understanding it, but it is pretty complicated. But don't worry, as we go through the training, this will all become much, much clearer. So thanks, and I'll see you in the next video.